Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Maybe you have a lust spirit. Not going to say you do, but maybe you have a spirit of lust. Okay? And you've been dealing with that. You've been keeping it under real good. But then you go to this movie. Okay? And this is what happens. You leave this movie, and you hadn't been having one ounce of trouble with it. But you come out of that movie, and we all want to go get something to eat. Don't kid yourself. Every girl that passes your table is going to have on some short shorts and a low-cut top, and they're going to bend over. That's going to be that spirit causing those things to happen that's going to pass right in front of you. Don't kid yourself. It's going to happen. And you're going to have to deal with it over and over and over and over again. Because you opened up yourself to that by being disobedient to what God told you to do. God's not causing it. You caused it by being disobedient to what He told you to do. Maybe you've made a decision. I'm not going to judge. 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 You keep saying to everybody, I'm not judging. I don't want to put that in my day timer. I'm not judging. I'm not putting that in my day timer. But then you get around your family. And the Lord says, don't go see them today. Don't you dare. Don't go see your family today. Amen. You're not ready for them yet. Amen. Don't go see them today. And you go spend the whole afternoon with them. What happens all afternoon? Judging and judging, and did you hear about it, and did you see, and did you know what they, and did you? Yeah. Come on. Then Monday morning, you're going to need to believe God for something. And where's your confidence going to be? Goose egg. Because you didn't do what you had in your heart. And it's not God that's keeping your answer from you. It's your confidence because you didn't do what you were supposed to do Sunday afternoon. God is trying His very best to get everything He can to us. But the devil is mean and conniving and sneaky and And he's trying his best to ruin your life. We have to stop giving him an inch. And if God says, don't do that, it's not to hurt you. It's to keep you from having to deal with something that's going to tyrannize you the rest of the week. Do you understand that? So look at this verse. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Wherefore, let him that thinks he stands take heed. Why? Lest he fall. Verse 13, there has no temptation taken you but that which is common to man. But God is faithful, and He will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Your way of escape is, He's telling you, don't go, don't do this. Do you understand that? But don't be so haughty, as verse 12 says, to think you can handle it or you're going to fall. And I can't help but think about Peter every time I hear that verse. Because what did he do? He thought he was ready to handle it. And Peter's the one. How many of you here have a favorite Bible character? Favorite Bible characters. You know, Peter is mine. He's my favorite. Why? Because Peter messed up over and over and over and over and over again. But he probably loved Jesus more than, I don't know, maybe anybody. I'm going to show you some things. You'll see why. Let's see if I can find it here. You may identify even with Peter, time I'm done. Peter did some things. Listen to some of the things he did. Peter, lots of times, acted before he thought. Because Peter was like, I think I may take after Peter some. P, Phyllis, P, Peter. Okay? Peter was a doer. He was Jesus' doer. In my mind's eye, that's what he was. He was Jesus' doer. Just like I'm Keith's doer. If Keith says, we're going to do this, yes, we are. Me. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make sure it gets done. Yeah, we're going to take care of this week. Yes, I am. Okay, we got it. Me and this one and this one. We got it done. That's the way it was with Jesus. We're going to have a Passover supper. Yep, Peter's on his way to start getting it done. So listen. He witnessed the transfiguration. What did he do? Immediately he thought of, like I do, doing. Okay, let's build you a tabernacle. Let's build a place for. Immediately, he says, let's do this. What is he doing? He is doing. Immediately. Then, Peter's going to try to walk on the water. What is he? He's doing. He saw Jesus out there on the water. And he says, Jesus, if that's you, bid me to come. So he gets out of the boat and he starts coming. And he falls in the water. And what does Jesus say? Oh, you of little faith. And every time I read that, I think, yeah, maybe he had little faith, but at least he had some faith. The rest of the guys stayed in the boat. I'd rather have a little faith than none at all. But you know what I think about Peter? Every time I read that, I think, okay, just like I am Jesus' favorite, maybe Peter was Jesus' favorite. Because sometimes with people, you're just like, there ain't no use in telling them nothing. They're going to do what they want to do. No need in telling them to believe God. No need. It's useless. But then there's other people that you know. They love God with all their heart. They'll give up anything. They'll do anything. And you look at them and say, your faith ought to be further than that by now. You ought to be better than that by now. Come on, stir up your faith. Because you love them. And you know they should be further than that by now. If I went to Rob and I said, Rob, you should be believing for that by now. Would that be because I was mad at Rob? Absolutely not. It would be because I loved Rob. And I know, Rob, stir up your faith. You got this, man. But somebody else, I might not even say anything to him. I think that's what Jesus was doing. Because he loved Peter. If he didn't love Peter, you'll see it in just a minute. Everywhere he went, the first name he called out of his mouth, Peter, James, and John. The reason Peter got in trouble so much and you hear so much about him was because he was right in the middle of everything. Do you understand that? It didn't matter how many times he got in trouble. He didn't get his feelings hurt. He didn't back off. He didn't say, woe is me. He just said, okay, got it, Lord. Let's go. Do you understand that? When he got in trouble for walking on the water, he didn't go home and tuck his tail between his legs and stay in his bed for a week. Oh, he told me I had little faith. What's the use in me going on? No. No. He took it and kept on going. So let's see. Here's some more things that he did. The Last Supper. When Jesus was ready to wash everybody's feet, what did Peter do? No, Lord, you ain't washing my feet. No way, no how. Jesus had to stand there and say, now look, Peter, we have to do this. This needs to be done so people understand that you're supposed to serve and you're supposed to do these things. Then he let him wash his feet. But he, in his own heart, I think his heart was right. He was honoring the Lord with that. But it was a little bit of rebellion in there too. Okay? That's why I say he's a little bit like me. Or I'm a little bit like him. Then, the night they were fishing. He'd been fishing all night long, and the Lord told him, drop his net. Okay, Lord, if we have to, we've been out here. What'd he say?
All night.
We've been toiling all night long, Lord. But if you say so, my employees tell me all the time, okay, if you say so. They don't mean it that way, but that's how it comes out. I mean, it just that way. Just that way. This is Peter now. Then this one. This is Peter taking action. They've come to get Jesus. Judas kisses him. What does Peter do? Draws his sword. He's going to do something. He's going to fix it for him. He chops the high servant priest's ear off. Jesus has to fix it for Peter again. Did this make Peter run away from the Lord? Did it make the Lord not love Peter? Absolutely not. Everywhere he went, Peter was right by his side. He knew Peter loved him. Peter messed up over and 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 over again. And he kept on messing up. But listen to this. You all know the rest of it about how... Think about this, though. Where were all the other disciples when they went and Peter had denied that he knew the Lord? At least Peter hung around to see what was happening to Jesus. He denied him, but he was up close. He was right there in the middle of it. And also, whose taxes did Jesus pay? Now, you're getting somewhere. Go fishing for us, Peter, and there's going to be a fish out there, and we're going to pay our taxes. Whose house did Jesus go to? Peter's. Whose mother-in-law did Jesus heal? Peter messed up so much. He messed up so many times. But he was right in the middle of the action. He was right there in Jesus' face all the time. And when you're right there in somebody's face all the time, you may make a mistake. But the deal is how you make the mistake and what you do after you make the mistake. Do you run and tuck tail and hide? Or do you say, nope, I got this. Okay, yeah, I messed up on that. I repent. Lord, I'll get it right the next time. When he told him, get behind me, Satan. Did Peter say, I ain't never serving that man again. He called me the devil.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.